first of all, how do you feel about, you know, coaching against the Pack?
Well, it's a big game. Obviously, they're playing extremely well. Mike and the entire staff, those guys do as good a job as there is in football. They got the team playing extremely well. It's a big game for us. We're coming off our bye. You know, we're 2-2, so it's an important football game.
Hey, Joe, is Darren College the same trusty guy that he was all those years up here for you guys now down there?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he came in, and I think it was late June, early July for a workout. And, you know, he's the same guy. He hasn't missed a practice since he's been here. He hasn't missed a game. He knows what he's doing. He's professional. He gets to work early and stays late. Really the exact same person that you guys remember.
Joe, what's been the biggest challenge for you going from a coordinator to a head coach?
Well, I think you know, everybody in the building, you kind of have responsibility for more than just, you know, 27 players on offense and six or seven coaches that you worked with on a daily basis. Now you got obviously the 53 players, the 10 practice squad players, you know, the trainers, the equipment people, the public relations, all those things. I think that's probably the biggest thing is getting used to, you know, the number of people that you have to interact with on a daily basis and not necessarily just, you know, lock yourself in the office and study every blitz that Dom Capers has for the last 3 years. You know what I mean? I think when you're a coordinator and a position coach, that's kind of the world you live in. And when you're a head coach, it's hard to do all that stuff and, you know, handle your other responsibilities.
Coach, your run game's been really good this year, at least statistically. It's been, I guess, how do you view that unit?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, your run game statistically has been really good. I guess, how do you view that unit?
Yeah, I think we've, you know, I think our backs have run the ball hard, number one, and I think that our line's gotten better and has given them an opportunity to, you know, get to the line of scrimmage. We haven't had a ton of negative yardage runs, and that's been a big plus, and we've been able to, you know, kind of pop through there and get a couple explosive runs at the same time. So, you know, I think Lamar Miller's emerged. Obviously, you know, Moreno's really only played in one game. He had a positive game when he played, and, you know, Daniel Thomas and Damian Williams have contributed well. So I think it's been an overall, you know, a good effort by the backs, and I think our perimeter blocking has improved. So, you know, like anything else, it takes more than one guy. I don't think it's been one person. I think it's been a collective effort.
I guess along those lines, Green Bay's run defense has had some ups and downs this year. What do you? Are they playing better than the numbers suggest, or is that a matchup that you might want to go after?
No, I think they definitely are playing better than the numbers suggest, especially as of late. I mean, you look at what they've done the last couple of weeks, and, you know, from a defensive standpoint, and they're doing a great job, as always, taking the ball away. And you just don't see on the film guys getting blown off the ball and knocked off the football a whole lot. And you know, I think they're tackling better. I think their secondary is tackling better as of late. And, you know, as you know, Dom does as good a job as there is in football preparing a defense for a game. So I don't think the piece of paper, they're a much better football team than some of their stats indicate.
It's too much made of your knowledge of personnel and scheme up here.
Yeah, it's this game. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the game's going to get decided by the players, and you know, it was amazing to me when we started preparing for this game. I looked at the roster, and I think there's at least half the guys that, you know, are brand new, or I have no experience with any of those guys. You know, so you know, that's the way the NFL is. People move on, and things are different, and you know, they've got a great coaching staff up there, and things evolve over time. I mean, that was 3 years ago, so I know they have a lot of things. Things that they do that are different than what they did 3 years ago.
How's Ryan Tannehill developed?
Well, I think he's done well. I mean, we saw, you know, definite progress in between year one and year two. He's obviously coming off the best performance he had this season. I think he's done a really good job in the decision-making aspect of things. I think we've seen a lot of improvement there. And, you know, he's completing 60% of his passes. He's cut down on his interceptions. And, you know, in the passing game, as I've said, you know, for years and years, it really kind of takes three things. It takes protection. It takes, you know, precision in the route, timing, and spacing. And it needs accuracy from the quarterback. And we got to get better in all three of those things in our passing game. Our passing game is not quite where it needs to be. But I think we're making strides.
Joe, Aaron's going to play his 100th game this Sunday. Can you think back to the beginning and if you saw any of this possible out of him that he's done going back to when you first started working with him?
Well, I remember going to the Pro Bowl before we were coaching in the Pro Bowl, before Aaron ever started a game, and watching guys throwing the ball and just thinking to myself, geez, you know, we got a guy that hasn't really played, but he can certainly looks like he can throw the ball like some of these guys that were there. And so, you know, when he started playing, you know, he was, you know, I think the big thing about him that from day one is he's a professional, you know, and he knows what he's doing. He takes the time to prepare extremely well. And those things, aside from his obvious physical skills that he has, you know, I think that's what's really separated him and helped him develop into the player that he's become.
Hey, Joe, how different does this offense look now as far as what they're trying to do with the no huddle as opposed to when you were here?
Yeah, like I said, you know, some of it's hard to tell all that on tape, you know. But there's certainly different things that they're doing, innovative things that they're doing. You know, they're, you know, I think their run game, even though, you know, on paper, especially last week, looked really, really good and gave them balance. And when they can get the run game going, in addition to what they have with the perimeter players that they have, and, you know, obviously the way Aaron can distribute the football and make plays down the field, it's a tough combination when they really get the run game going. And I think they've, certainly last week, they had it all rolling pretty well.
When you were up here in 2010, Cameron Wake had a bunch of sacks, and now he's one of your key guys. I guess, just how key of a role is Cameron in your edge rushers have in your defense?
Well, he's a big part of what we do on defense, and he's you know, he's been a real consistent performer since the day I got here. And yeah, thanks for reminding me about the production he had when I was coaching against him. But he's an excellent football player. He plays hard every play, and you know, he gets a lot of notoriety for, you know, getting after the quarterback. But you know, we think he, you know, when you watch him on film, you know, he plays the run hard, he pursues the ball hard. You know, you're gonna get your best effort on his best effort every single snap. So, you know, he's a big part of our defense.
Joe, I know Mike has always kind of considered you his right-hand man from when you were up here with him. Just how much do you still communicate with him, and kind of what kind of resource was he during this whole process of transitioning into a head coach?
Well, I think the world of Mike. I mean, not just as a football coach, but he's just a, you know, class human being. He's a great family man. You know, he does a great job with the team. And, I certainly wouldn't be where I am today without him. And, he's a guy that we certainly still reference, and I'd certainly call him about some questions that I've had over the course of a couple of years. And, I just think the world of him. I think he's done a fantastic job up there. I mean, I told the team the other day, you know, we're playing a football team, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know how many teams in football have been to the playoffs 5 years in a row, but I think the Packers have, if I'm not, you know, if I'm correct. And that's, you know, it's a testament to Mike and all the people in the organization. But, you know, just think the world of him.
So what's some advice that he's given you about being a head coach?
Well, you have to be yourself. I mean, number one, you know, do it the way you want to do it, I think, is one thing that he told me. And, you know, be yourself is another thing. You can't really change who you are. You can't do it the way somebody else wants you to do it. You got to do it, you know, the things you believe in. And then, you know, stick to your guns and do the things you believe in. And, you know, and then obviously I've talked to him on other occasions about different scenarios, and he's always, you know, got good advice. He's you know, a guy that's, you know, level-headed and has been a big benefit.
You know, I think we're all surprised with what happened that you had, with what you went through there last year with the off-the-field stuff or the locker room stuff. I guess, just personally, how have you grown through that?
Well, you know, you always want to learn. You know, I tell the players all the time, one of the fun things about coaching, you know, I'm 53 years old, and if I felt like I had all the answers, it wouldn't be as much fun coming to work every day, you know. So you learn, and, you know, you adjust and you adapt. And, you know, like I said, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from being a head coach is it's when you move from a coordinator is you can't spend all the time on just the pure football side of things that you might like to. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, even last year's maybe taught me, you know, it's, while you certainly want to know what the other team's doing and you want to be involved from a football standpoint, yet there are other things that sometimes require more of your time than perhaps I was used to giving. But, you know, I hope to be a better coach next year than I am this year, and you just keep learning and growing and developing.